You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2. Test 1, 2. Test yours.
Oh my God! Testing.
Perfect. That's how you got to do it for now.
That loud? This is too loud.
That's too loud.
Gotta
Don't be so
down.
Loud.
Gotta bring it down.
Bring it down a notch.
So
welcome.
I have a surprise for your birthday that I've been planning for months. But I don't know if it's going to be ready or
what's
not.
What's the lawyer's name?
Really?
That's all I had. That was the first thing.
I know, but it's just, you know what? You got to go deeper. That's right. We do a lot of jokes about divorce and stuff. You know,
it's hacky.
Death. I do a lot of jokes about you dying. Like we got to move on from
that. Bring it to another level. Too hacky.
That's right.
You know, we sit and review other comics. What if there's bigger comics reviewing us?
What if, yeah.
What if, you know, like fucking, you know, bigger comics.
God, if that would be awful. To just
like, what if Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle sat around?
Oh my God!
Listening to our fucking
oh
garbage.
Oh my God, that would be horrible.
You know, fucking Chappelle horrible. And Chris Rock, or you know,
God,
fucking Patton Oswalt, Mark Maron were sitting there, fucking just breaking our stuff down.
Because your fantasy really is that you know somebody's you know talking about how great you are. You know.
Yeah, but what if they're making
but
fun
what
of
if
everything?
They're, yeah.
Like, what if they got all of my CDs.
Oh my God.
Like I know one one isn't that good. That I don't like. Live in Philly isn't. My second one
I
isn't.
I like that one.
It's not as good as the first one. It's not as good as
I like that one because it has a lot of crowd work on it.
Still Empty Inside is good. And the new one is 141
IQ. Did you look at the latest cut?
No, I just got it.
Oh.
But what if they were like, like, say, take 5 comics that were sitting
around.
Can
you tell everybody who directed your latest special?
You directed my hour special. I have to take a look at it. And I think it's going to be good. I took out most of the crowd work. Bonnie wanted me to keep it in. I said, nah. It's been done.
Because this is what I think, is that you're great at crowd work. Why wouldn't you want to showcase your,
the material's
your greatest...
Yeah, but the material's pretty clever. I'm getting tired of being known as, oh, that guy just does crowd
work. Oh, really? How about, wouldn't it be nice to just be known? I mean, that's I guess, where I'm going.
I'm known.
I'm just going to let any door open for me. But you're so arrogant, I guess, that you think like, you know what? I'm amazing at crowd work and people know that already.
I didn't say
so
I was
I'm
amazing.
Gonna...
I said I was known for doing crowd work and I, you know, I got clever material at
Yeah,
times.
But that's called branding. You're doing what people who don't get famous do, which is... They don't go with their strength. They don't go with the thing that people... When somebody knows what you do, then you
okay.
go for
There's
that.
No
that's called
listen, I'm famous enough. Look, when I walked in last night to that club...
But that was like open micers.
It doesn't matter. They fucking, you know, they see Rich Voss and...
They were like...
Hands come flying out. Why do people want to shake your hand? Like, I like if a celebrity walked by me, like say if Tom Cruise walked by, I go, hey, what's up? I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't put my hand out to shake his hand. I don't know. Like I'm not a hand. I would rather just go, hey, what's up?
Shook hands last night. I think I gave Louis a backward hug. Ugh. That is the like most intimate kind of hug. Like when you hug someone from behind. And to me, that's more intimate than the
then
forward
hug. You butt fuck them.
Yeah, it's like there's something like every time I do it all the time because people are sitting down and you can't. So I just give them a little hug like that.
We came walking up. It was like celebrities came. I mean, when who was sitting at the table? It was
Jeff Ross.
Jeff Ross, Chris Rock, Louis C.K., Sam Morrell.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even see him because I was busy focused on them.
Who else besides Sam? There was another.
Mark Norman.
Mark Norman. I kind of like Mark Norman. I like Mark and Sam. I like them both. And my first run in with it was Mark.
Oh, because Mark.
What?
Oh, my God. He must hate me because I was drinking last night. I don't know if you could tell. And as I do some Tuesday nights. I was like.
I'm drinking coffee now.
I cornered him. You know how you always are like, you corner people and you don't let them like.
You do that all the time.
That's what I'm saying. You say I do.
Why did you corner him? Would you?
Because I wanted to ask him about, because I checked out of the hotel when I was in LA.
You didn't really corner him. You were at one side of the table. He was on the other.
No, that was the second time. Oh, I'd already done it at the other club. I'd already been like, why didn't you check out? And he was like, yeah, it was awful. I didn't like it. And I was like, I checked out.
Girls love him, don't they? Is she good looking?
Yes.
Is he hot? Is he? He's not DePaulo or Russ Meneve good looking, is he?
I didn't know DePaulo was.
Huh?
I know how you feel about Russ Meneve, but I had no idea.
Well, isn't DePaulo like a regular good looking guy? Like a regular guy? Like a ladies guy?
Also, you said on stage one night, I saw you go, maybe this was in your special. Or you go, oh, yeah, it was. Which was cut out, I believe. You go, are you good looking? Or no, you go, you're a good looking guy. I mean, I don't know. I can't tell. But you were so like afraid of being like,
well, you
caught being gay.
No,
or something.
No, but you can't like you always, you know, I go.
I can tell.
There was a guy in the audience at the cell last night. He was a 12. You know, he was chiseled. His hair was perfect. And I go, you look like a fucking, you know, to the girl who was good looking, I go, you're like a 6 next to him. And she was good looking. I go, you better be happy. You guys don't fuck this up to her. I usually say to the guy, don't fuck it up.
Right. And this was one of those rare occasions.
I said to her, do not fuck this up.
But she would be like a 10 if she was sitting next to you.
She'd be like, an 8 or a 9 next to me. I gained a
next
little
to
weight.
Norton.
See, I gained a
she
little.
She would be a 12.
She, please, I gained weight. I'm gaining weight because this stomach problem is a nonstop hunger pain.
I know, but let's try to keep it focused on what you were saying. Okay. Let's go back.
How fat do I look? Do I look so fat?
I can't tell. That's what you were going to explain why you can't tell.
Can't tell what? If a guy's good
when
looking?
You said to someone in the audience, you said,
I can't, sometimes
I don't
you go,
know, honestly, if you have like a mental, like,
no,
defect,
I'm saying.
Are you dying right before my very eyes?
No, everybody's dying.
I know, but I mean, you're like,
what
I
I'm
can't
saying.
Tell what's real and what's not real.
What I'm
we
saying.
Were just talking about something, and you're like, what? What's going on?
No.
My stomach.
No, I just said, is Mark Norman like good look? Like, you know, they all these guys.
Well, first
like,
of all, men don't get women. Because they're good looking. I mean, that is.
They do on the road, yes.
You only have to. Okay,
for one night stands.
No.
Yes.
No. You only have to be a 6 as a dude. That's it.
No.
Physically.
Listen,
you only have to be a 6, and then all the rest of it is your confidence or your game
not for
or
a
how you
stand.
Act. Yes.
No,
yes.
Stop. You just had low self esteem, so you would pick
no,
up.
No. Please. I am not looking.
Shave your armpits.
Yeah, I won't. Here's the this is how I keep the men away from me. No, because I know I've tried to explain this to you before and you won't believe it. But first of all, a comedian is on stage. If he's in some, you know, town, girls like that.
Yeah,
he's
happy,
doing
no,
well. They're like, oh.
Yeah, if he's the headliner. But I've seen girls, you know,
yes,
pass the headliner up and go for the middle
yes,
act because he was
fine.
Better looking.
Okay, but I'm saying a 6. I'm saying a 6.
All right.
Okay,
whatever.
That's what he has to be, a 6. And then all the rest, and this is pretty much in life, a guy has to be a six, and then the rest of it is all his
well, let me
whatever,
get back to what
his
I was
demeanor.
Saying. Let me get back to what I was
okay? So, look at Louis C.K. I was watching a show the other day. I was like, oh my God, he looks like, it just took me out of it for a second because I was like, he really looks like a dad. Like,
he is.
Like maybe even my dad, you know, when I was growing up. It's because you don't think of him like that. You think of him as like this hipster comic. But then I was like, oh my God, he's not. I mean, he is, but he's physically,
he's a regular guy.
He's a regular guy, but he probably fucking gets women throwing themselves at him.
Well, he throws himself at women. You don't know. His cock.
Whatever. Do you know what I'm, do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes. When we walked in, I say, so is him.
So Mark Norman has good game. So he's you know, he's a six plus with game.
So he's only a six plus.
I'm just saying he's over a six.
He's
I'm not going to give him an exact number.
He's got to be an eight.
You know what? I won't disrespect him by giving him a number.
I would say he's an eight.
Please.
Dark
don't
hair.
Make me, don't make
he's
me.
He's got dark
give,
thick
give
hair.
Numbers to people.
Dark thick hair. I'm giving him an eight. Mark, Rich Voss is giving you an eight.
Oh boy, I thought you couldn't tell who was good looking or not.
You can't tell, but you could tell. Like you could tell by feet, like if like let's say Jeff Ross wasn't a comic, you would say he's a two.
Oh my
no,
God.
I'm only kidding.
Why are you saying
I just
that?
Fucked with him last night because we were fucking with each other on stage. Okay, so we walk in. Jeff, Louis, Chris, Sam, Mark, and we got a standing ovation when we walked in.
Who's no?
They all stood.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did. In their minds, they did.
Oh my God!
They were like,
I was drinking, but I wasn't.
But they were like, "Whoa, here comes the power couple."
People did. They did. All hold out their hands for a shaking.
Yep. And I'm not a real handshaker, but I shook some hands.
I go to Chris Rock. And Louis, I go, I know you. Like
then with Louis at the end of the night, I'm arguing with him over who's
over
more famous.
Thing?
No, who's more famous, Tiger Woods or Michael Jordan? He's like, I'm not going to do this with you. Because he really kept saying Michael Jordan. I'm thinking Tiger Woods. And and one of the points
yeah,
I
but the
make,
thing is, about an argument like that, what the fuck? Who gives a shit, A? And B, it's like somebody says Michael Jordan, then you say your thing, and then you're done. Okay, I guess we both have different opinions.
But his opinion, he's like, I'm not going to argue. I love you, but I'm not going to argue. That's what he said. I love you, but I'm not going to argue with this. I can't do this with you. Because he was trying to say, like, I was stupid thinking that Tiger Woods is more famous than Michael Jordan.
Oh my God.
And I think he is. People always say Michael
you're
Jordan.
Stupid not for thinking that. You're stupid for asking. You asked like 27 people last night.
I asked two people. Keith and him. Me and Keith.
No,
is, yes.
Maria in the car. You and her had it. Too.
No.
Yes.
Well, she brought up basketball and golf. I was listening to the golf thing. That's why. But I really brought up with Keith because Keith knows a lot of things.
No, you asked like several
asked
people.
Keith
you were having.
And,
you were loving that conversation last night
no.
And everybody picked Michael Jordan.
No. Not everybody.
Who picked Tiger? You.
I think Mark Norman picked Tiger.
Oh, so you did have it with more people.
No, he heard us talking. And we used to have, okay, Tiger Woods played golf with President Obama. Okay? Who do you think was more impressed to play
well,
with
Well, I'm not having the conversation.
Well, who do you think?
No,
what's your opinion?
I'm not
it's
having...
It's a different one.
I love you, but I'm not having this
it's
conversation.
This is a different one.
No, it's stupid. It's but stupid. Like the reason that you keep bringing it up is because you have things that you think make you look smart.
No, it
and
doesn't make me look smart. It's opinion. It's all opinion.
But why would you try to change someone's opinion about
I didn't
it? Like,
try
who
to
cares?
I didn't try.
Like that's like me going like, who's more famous... Angelina Jolie or Jennifer Aniston?
Jennifer Aniston.
No. Angelina Jolie, she's all around the world.
Jennifer
she's
Aniston.
An ambassador.
Jennifer Aniston.
You feel like
down.
Having this conversation?
Hands down, Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, I don't feel like having this conversation.
Because she's an ambassador?
I don't feel... I did it as an example of how fucking
give me
stupid
another
it
example.
Is.
Give me
no,
another one.
No.
Do another one.
What's better, apples or oranges?
Oranges by far. Apples give me a stomachache. That's not a good example. Okay. And one might fall too far from the tree. Give me one more.
Rich, stop, please. Please stop. Please see your own behavior sometimes, occasionally. Once in a blue moon.
What's the behavior? I make an opinion. I mean, we've had discussions who's more famous, Temptations or Earth, Wind & Fire.
Who?
Me, Keith, William Stevenson.
But, okay. I'm going to go and marry Louis C.K.
You're going to marry Louis C.K.?
Yeah.
Please.
Please?
You know how much money?
But you wouldn't get any of it.
Yeah. No. You'd have to pay me alimony.
No. The new husband doesn't pay the ex-husband. What are you insane?
I get him to pay me off.
Why would he pay you off?
Because I'm handing you over to him.
No. You would have to pay him to take me.
You marry on Louis C.K.?
I'm just saying.
He's married? No. No, he's separate. He's divorced.
Way to keep up.
Who?
I'm not doing it.
I'm asking who you would marry when I pass away.
I already have it figured out.
Who is it, Colin?
Why would you think it's Colin?
Because he's brilliant.
Yeah, but...
You have it figured out? Is it a comic?
Hmm?
Is it a comic?
Yes, it's a comic.
Are you fucking... You're going to marry another comic after I die?
Yes. Of course. Who else would I marry?
Really? I'll fucking haunt you. You know who
it is? You wouldn't want me to be happy after you die?
No.
You don't want me to move on?
I hate when people go, do you want me to be happy? No. Well, you'd be miserable.
Why?
Because I'm not here. Who are you? You already have it figured out? Eddie Brill.
Yeah. Yep.
Who are you going to marry? You have it figured out? That means you've been flirting and talking with this person.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
That means you have some type of relationship.
It means I made a list of people. I put it in an order.
Oh, yeah?
And I'm just going to go down the list after you die. Give them a call. Hey, thinking we could get together. They say, oh, no, I'm dating someone or, you know, who knows what could happen. They could die before you do. I go to the next person on the list.
How long are you going
to
wait?
If they're married, I go to the next person on the list.
How long are you going
to
wait?
If they've gotten an accident or are paraplegic, I go to the next person.
How long are you going to wait?
Like after you die? Oh, well, you have to wait a while. Otherwise, you'll make the person uncomfortable. So like 6 months, I guess.
I'm going to marry somebody from Twitter.
You are?
Yeah.
Who?
I don't know.
Oh.
Just some hot ones. I never could say you. Like, sometimes I'll see a hot one that follow me and I want to say something, but I know, but then you'll read it because you follow me.
I never read your stuff.
What do you mean you don't read my stuff? I get good stuff sometimes.
Yeah, but I don't have time to read the feeds anymore.
I don't
rarely
do that.
Do.
I never go to that side. I only go to what people say to me.
Oh, bro. Really?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone is shocked by that.
No, I do what they say to me. I don't even like all the... I'm going to get rid of all the mentions and all that, too. That's really getting on my nerves.
The mentions is the only thing you want.
No, well, then what's the one where you see who followed you, who favored you? That gets on my nerves.
I don't know.
All right. Well,
Bonnie, well, you can set it up so you only see the mentions.
I know. All you got to do is click one thing.
I know you're a busy guy.
Why?
I don't know why. Only you can know why.
I am busy. Now, that guy sent the hour tape back. I mean, the hour edited, but he said he didn't do something to the front. And what didn't he do?
He didn't finish editing the beginning and the end because it's a lot of little...
Not the beginning. The beginning is pretty fucking easy, isn't it?
He just spent all that time on that one section. That's basically what happened. I don't think you want to talk about this on there.
But what about the shots? Did he send the new shots, close-ups, and all that?
Yeah, he's. I don't know. I didn't look at it yet.
Oh, you're the director.
I know, but I trust that he's done what I've asked him to do. That he's doing it. He's in the process.
All right. We were in fucking. They mentioned our movie in Vanity Fair. And they fucking got the title wrong.
Yeah.
and you know they were
Are Women Funny, which is a horrible title.
You know, they're interviewing Amy Schumer, and they said you were in a movie. What how'd it go?
It was your buddy. What's his name? Judd Apatow.
Yeah,
he was interviewing Amy Schumer, and the first thing that's in the interview says, "I recently saw a movie on Netflix. I think it was called Are Women Funny, and you weren't in it." She goes, "Yeah, I got cut out," which is true. But we didn't cut her out for any reason except that she's a cunt. I'm just kidding.
You could have kept that scene in with her, I think. Oh no!
I tried. No, I worked through that scene several thousand times. I put it in different areas. I just couldn't.
It was a good scene too.
It was.
She was funny in it.
She's funny in everything.
I don't know if she's funny in everything.
She is. Trust me, I watch a lot of it.
All right. So, you want to wrap this up?
Yeah, are we already done?
No, we're only at 19 minutes.
Oh, damn.
So last night I went into Queens and I did a
Legion of Skanks,
Big J's podcast, and J. Gomez and David Smith. And they have an audience there. Now they're on Anthony Cumia's network, where they streamed it live last night.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fucking just too much pot smoking. I didn't like it. I didn't like the pot smoking. And Ari, whatever his name was there.
Ari.
Who I like.
Can you honestly, seriously, you're like, can I just say something that's troubling? You're always talking about how much your stomach hurts, and then I've never seen you without gum in your mouth. You can't even do an hour podcast without chewing gum. You just switched out a gum and put a new one in while you were talking and crunching it into the microphone as though that's a perfectly acceptable way to do a podcast. And then,
you know what?
In a little while, you'll be like, my stomach. Do you not think that it has any correlation?
No.
You don't?
No.
I mean, I understand why you would want it to not be.
You know why it doesn't have any correlation? Because I used to smoke 3 packs a day. That didn't hurt my stomach.
Yeah, but you don't think the juice of the gum probably is even more.
I don't know.
Anyhow, to your stomach lining? Maybe it's not hurting your lungs, but now it's hurting your stomach lining.
All I know is, we did this podcast last night. We went in there. Did you see the setup of all that equipment?
Yes, I've done that podcast before.
Huh? I know, and they have like fucking someone operating the.
Yeah, they have like, I mean.
And you know what it is? People want to do shit for free. Like Bobby has all these people. They always get people. Years and years ago, Lisa Lemonelli was smart. She used to get all these people to put out flyers for her.
Mm-hmm.
And she would give them guest spots, these new comics. And people will do anything to either, you know, do time on stage or get their name out there or be heard on radio or heard on a podcast. It's insane the things people will fuck. We never do that with anybody. All we do is pay people. That's what we do. We don't even have, you know, they're talking about all the stuff they sell in their podcast. We've been doing this for 3 years. We haven't even tried to sell a fucking shirt or a coffee mug. What the fuck?
Well,
we don't even plug Amazon where we could be making money. What the fuck is wrong with us?
We're underachievers.
Oh.
We should make t-shirts because I think people would buy that. My Wife Hates Me.
What do we do?
Because a lot of men probably realize.
So
their wives hate them.
Who's that, Brian? I didn't see your face. So we make shirts, and we send them out to the people.
Yeah.
They order it, and they send us.
So you get,
But Bobby Kelly has a million things he's selling on his podcast.
Yeah, but he probably doesn't do any of the they get people to do their social media for their. We don't even have a Twitter account for My Wife Hates Me.
Oh my God!
We don't have anything.
How do you do? What would? But who? Why?
Because this is why I don't fucking like that shit.
No, but why not?
I don't want to do ads. I don't want to be a fucking shill for anybody. Gamefly, go fuck yourself. That's my motto. That is my motto.
We don't. Have we done Gamefly in a while?
No, because I said Gamefly, go fuck yourself.
And that's why they dumped us?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
What? Can't they take a joke?
No. Oh. Ads don't. They can't take a joke.
Can you please smell my finger?
No, you're just sitting there smelling your finger and it's disgusting. I know what you did. You have some kind of weird thing in the back of your ear.
It's fucking, I just got out of the shower. But
why wouldn't you clean?
I forgot behind the right ear. I got the left ear. I might have forgot. And it's fucking at a whole nother level of smell. I mean, if you smell,
like people already don't like you. And now it's like you're just adding on stuff you don't need to.
But
like, women
you,
are like, why the fuck are you with this guy? And then you're like, and also I have poor hygiene and I stink like a motherfucker.
No, I don't have poor hygiene at all.
No, you've told me many times, like, I have the cleanest asshole in the business.
I do.
But behind your ear.
My right ear. Oh yeah, even when I go to the bathroom in like an airport or somewhere.
I did make the wrong decision in life. Now I see it. I did.
You don't wet paper towels?
I don't know how to get out of it. How do I get out of it? Tell me how. Just tell me how. How do I fix this that I've...
Smell the back of my ear, you'll figure out a way.
Because you know what? I came to terms with the fact that I'm living in the middle of New Jersey. I actually even like it. I have some actual friends here that are not in the business. Okay. I was like, people were like, "What? Why did you do that to her? Why did you take her into the middle? She can't write on shows the way she wants to. She can't..."
What show would you write on, you think?
I don't know.
In L.A., you mean?
In anywhere. I'm sure that I could. And, you know... I can't just go in and, you know, fine. That's fine. I have a child, which is more important to me than any showbiz thing.
I sacrificed. I was ready to retire.
I'm doing the speech.
You do one every night, every day.
Stop. Then I have to fucking deal. And one of the benefits of being married to you is that you're gone a lot. That is one of the benefits. It is lovely when you're gone because I actually like you from a distance.
I furnished a place nice.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No,
yeah,
you didn't.
Yeah.
No, you didn't. We got a lot of stuff that our neighbors used to have.
No.
That you found over at the dumpster.
No.
Yeah.
No. That you're saying that hutch isn't nice.
No. Yeah, I'm saying that hutch isn't nice. I know because it's old.
It was my grandmother's
or something.
That's a fucking china. That's a beautiful china cabinet.
I get that it's a china cabinet. Why the fuck do you and I have a china cabinet? Yeah, answer that question. There's just junk in it.
It's not junk, there's china.
That's not, we have no china.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me be clear. We have no china.
What do you think?
We don't even have any matching. We don't, if we had six people here for dinner, we wouldn't be able to matching.
What?
Chairs?
We have five.
Matching, like for...
Oh, placemats?
Oh, settings.
Oh, settings? Yeah.
Okay, so let's stop acting like your hutch is so fantastic.
It's a beautiful china cabinet. If people saw that, they would go, ooh, that's nice. Now you're telling me that big picture, the Victorian
Nothing. One? Yes, I'm saying if we were in some sort of a... Scotland Castle. Yeah, those would look fantastic. They're huge, ornate, way too big for our townhouse.
You're saying the one with the guy?
I love it.
The guy on the ice skates?
Nothing. Yeah, it's literally over half the wall. It takes up over
I'm going to take some pictures of them and put them on Twitter.
Yeah, no, they're nice. I'm not saying they're not nice. I'm saying it doesn't have anything to do with us. There's no reason for any of this.
That picture right there above the couch of the old Victorian people.
Yeah, we've got all kinds of Victorian.
Yeah.
Like people come in here and they look and they're like, oh, it's like bizarre. It's bizarre.
That painting right there.
It's like some, I don't know, like that fucking thing I would throw out.
Are you crazy?
In a second.
That round thing.
Yes, that's with the spindly legs. What the fuck?
That's fucking an antique.
I don't care.
It's falling apart. It's an antique.
I don't care. Go take it to that show and fucking find out how much it's worth and then put it on eBay.
That's not worth a lot because it's all falling apart.
Just because it's old doesn't mean it's good. And let me clear something up for you.
this, what we're living in, and I'm not complaining about it. I enjoy it as long as no one else sees it. It's just a mishmash. There's no style. There's nothing.
Are you crazy? It's what
we've
is.
We've got the rug on the floor.
Yeah, is hardwood floor.
Yes, your sister gave that for Raina's room. It's a child's.
I didn't put it there.
Rug. Yeah, I know. I put it there because we didn't have another rug.
I can go get a rug right now.
I'm not saying this is your fault. I'm just saying.
Let's go to Walmart and get a rug. A throw rug.
Yeah, like that's exactly what I mean. That's what I'm talking about. Let's go to Walmart and get a rug.
A throw rug.
This is your.
Well, we could know, or Marshalls or TJ Maxx. They have those kind of rugs.
Why didn't you add IKEA in there?
It's too far from here. It's only in Elizabeth. And the table with all the pictures on it, that's a beautiful cabinet. I redid that myself. I sanded it down.
I'm saying, yes, if we lived in some fucking. When we were living in Wales and we had a stone castle, some of this stuff would, you know.
You don't like your desk? You don't even use your desk anymore.
I told you can have it.
I have a desk.
Why are you getting so angry?
Well,
what am
I going to do with two desks? What do you want me to do with that desk?
I want you to calm down.
What am I going to do with your desk?
I want you to stop saying desk.
Get back to your desk. That's where you're supposed to work.
No, because I just take my laptop wherever I want.
Straighten it up. Clean it up. That's a beautiful picture above your desk. What's her name? Barbara Nietzsche's? I think. Let me go look. Hold on. Yes. I think that's who painted it. Her name's Barbara Nietzsche's, Nechis. She does watercolors. Beautiful. Look up her work.
I'm not Nietzsche's. Individually, these N-E-C-H-I-S. Things are nice. They don't go together, and they don't belong in a townhouse.
They blend in together.
Okay, that's just like an unfinished.
It's a plan holder. No, that's the thing for the kitchen that you put, like, you know, a cutting board, a rolling cutting board. You know what I mean?
But yeah, but we're using it in the dining room as a plan holder.
I didn't bring it in here. I had it in the kitchen, but then we got that other shelves, the metal one. I'm trying to make more room. That's what I try to do, make more room for your stuff. You know, look, you got fucking toilet paper and stuff topped on.
I don't know where to put the shit.
I don't know. I'm going to have to do some rearranging here. Too bad you can't.
I'm just saying, I started off by saying, like, how, like, what, like, really the straw that broke the camel's back was you, like, sitting there smelling your finger, and I just realized, like, why am I, and then you just farted.
Excuse me.
Because you can't stop being disgusting.
No, I don't try to be disgusting.
Like, do you want me to leave? Is that what you're doing?
Do you think I try to be disgusting?
I think you want me to leave, but you don't want to tell me to go, so you're
I
just,
want
like,
you for the rest of my life.
Doing gross things all the time. Like, you were eating a sandwich today that was like a... Stuff was falling out of your mouth.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, when do you ever chew with your mouth closed?
Like, yes, in front of people.
They didn't show you eating on Bourdain. And I know why. You're gross. They were like, this is like a foodie's, people love food on this. If we show him eating, it will just turn people off. They'll never come back to our show.
I took my gum out. Neither of us watched that.
I didn't watch it.
Neither did I. Got a million tweets. They've been running my goddamn "What Would You Do" a million times.
Oh, really?
Keith goes. I couldn't stop laughing. Keith goes, I can't believe I was laughing that hard at your dumbass. He goes, how you fucking picked on those fat girls? I couldn't stop laughing. He said I was home cracked. He called me after it.
But I don't think they. I was a little upset by the way they. I don't think they made it. Clear enough that you're not
that mean
that you're doing them a favor.
I would never be that mean to anybody.
But you know what, I think somebody knew about it, heard about it, because remember the second show when so two or three people went up before you, right, sort of to like lull the audience into I mean, it was weird because the lights were too bright, like things were a little odd.
Yeah.
But I guess if you've never been to a comedy club before, you wouldn't know. So, but somebody, who's the guy that was on?
Mike Yard.
Oh, Mike Yard. And some woman in the back started yelling that he was inappropriate and terrible, and she dragged her family out. Remember?
Yeah, yeah.
And that was before they'd even gotten to
me, the creepy one.
It's like, oh, this guy's not part of the show.
He's funny, man. I haven't seen him around. Oh, wait, I haven't been around.
But was it the thing, the conclusion, too, that nobody did anything?
What do you mean? People got up and left.
Well, and no. At first, they made the girls heckle you, right? And then nobody did anything. They were like, they deserved it. They heckled him.
No.
So then they switched it where they were like, okay, don't heckle. He'll just start. And then the audience got upset because they didn't do anything to deserve it. But even them just saying one thing to you was enough.
I
remember the Asian girl and the older guy. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was stupid. How come I should get, did I sign away, like, I don't get residuals from that?
No.
Why?
Because it's fucking TV. They will...
They played it a million fucking times. Send me some fucking money. That's all I'm saying. Oh, I'm so tired.
But remember, like, some of the people, the actors,
uh-huh,
were waiters? It's like, they didn't do anything except just were waiters. Like... Mom, I got a job. You got a job on TV? What are you doing? I'm doing exactly what I normally do. I'm waiting tables.
Well, the fat girls were actresses.
Yes. But that's like, that's meaner in a way than what you were doing. Was like,
right, we need fatties.
It's like the casting director being like,
oh, they always, they go, oh yeah, they always use us for fat stuff.
Oh my God.
That's sad. I'm gonna fall.
One time this what's her name? You know her too. God. She went on stage and she read the descriptions of the characters that she had to audition for in the last year. And it was so
Mary
funny.
Grodin?
No, it was remember she helped us on one of our pilots? I think it was the Lifetime pilot. Henrietta.
Oh, she didn't help us.
Henriette Mantel.
She never helped us.
I thought she did. Yeah, she came in and wrote some stuff.
No. That was something else you did.
It was the one that Jack was helping us with, too.
She never came in.
I swear she did.
Go ahead.
Henriette Mantel.
Never.
Lovely. She was Carol. No, not Carol. Who was she?
She was on the Brady Bunch movie.
Yeah, she played.
Oh, wait. Yeah, she played.
The maid, whatever.
Yeah, the movie, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, she read the list of descriptions. It was so funny. I don't remember. This was a long time ago. But it's just like that's meaner than anything anyone would ever say to you. You know, to say, what are you doing? Just leave your phone alone.
It will keep beeping if you don't.
Well, why didn't you turn it off?
I don't know.
All right.
Let's get through this.
Let's do your plugs.
No, I only at 36 minutes. But this,
by the time we're done your plugs, it'll be 45 on the dot.
No, I'm only doing one plug. This Saturday, I'm in Linden. Saturday night in Linden. Where did I put it?
I'm going to the Johnny Carson Festival tomorrow morning. It's in Omaha or something like that.
Oh, brother.
I don't know where it is exactly, but we land in Omaha, and then the lady goes, go to wherever, and somebody's going to pick you up, and it's a two-hour drive. Like, a two-hour drive.
That's
like too far.
What comics are doing it? Have you found out yet?
No.
You don't even know who you're working with. How many shows are you doing?
Three or four.
How come we haven't got our money from fucking Canada?
I don't know. But he sent me a picture of the check with your name on it and said he's putting it in the mail.
Oh.
So I think they did. It just probably takes a little bit longer from Canada.
Oh. What about your money?
He gave it all to you.
Your money and my money?
Yes.
Why?
The whole amount is in one check. I don't know.
Oh, brother.
Because people still feel like the husband is the master of the domain.
Where am I? I'm working.
Financially taking care of everything.
This Saturday in Linden at... Promenade. prominent. What's it called?
I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you because you because we told you 12 times last night.
I forgot, but I forgot the name of the
place.
Well,
how does it look? It's the opposite.
The opposite of what?
What you kept saying, because you kept reading it as it was.
Promenade.
I mean, how hard is it? Promenade. Promenade. You've never heard that word before?
Oh, yeah, the promenade. I forgot.
Last night on radio, you said every time you fucking said it, you'd
breath.
Go, I don't care. You said promenade. Promenade. We kept saying promenade, promenade. And then how could you not?
How could you not wear a bra?
Then today, promenade. Like,
you don't wear a bra? You go out like that in public?
I have not been out.
But would you go out like that?
Maybe.
If you bend over, you know what?
I know, but I'm aware that if I bend over, so I don't bend over.
Do you know what? Little kids would go nuts over that, like a 17-year-old, if they saw you. Your titties like that?
A little kid.
17-year-old or 18-year-old. That's like a teacher like seeing her, like part of her tits.
But then they'd also see this.
Nah, it's just stubble. It's not that bad. It's not Madonna hair. You know what I mean? Promenade. Promenade. Prominent. Prominent? I forgot already. Some words you get stuck on.
Oh, you're so odd. You're so odd.
Odd. Promenade. Oh, a promenade. That's a promenade.
You're like...
Yeah.
Okay, but
in Linden. In Linden, 7 o'clock Saturday.
But Rich.
What?
Help me understand how you can have a 141 IQ and you can't... I'd say promenade after being taught the word 27 times.
You want to take a test with me? You want to both take a
First
test?
First of all, I read a thing and I don't want to say this... I was going to keep this a secret, but now I think that we all have to come clean with you. Okay. Those internet tests, they're just bullshit.
Not all of them.
You have to go get a real... Yes, all of them. You have to go get a real test from a real person.
I took the real test. A lot of them are fake. Yes, I know that. I took the real one. Promenade. Promenade. In Linden. 7 o'clock. Oh, who's and that guy? Sean Connolly's on the show. Which one's he? He's the one who always hangs at the Cellar now.
Yeah,
I like him.
Yes, you do.
I'm gonna take a nap after this podcast for an hour.
You are?
Yeah. Why? Are
you gonna go get ready? I thought we were gonna go to Salad Works and then go play tennis.
Well, we're gonna play tennis later. You go.
All right. I'll get a salad for you.
I don't want a salad. I'm not hungry.
Okay. When someone says, I'll get a salad for you, you don't have to be such a fucking dick. You just be like, oh, no, thank you.
Yeah, well, I'll eat it later. You can get it for later.
No, too late. I'm not doing it now.
We got to just...
Can you please just...
Just get through 5 more minutes of
no,
this.
No, yeah, yes. Spend the next 5 minutes explaining how I can get out of this fucking situation.
You can't because two people who are in love...
Okay, but can you change a little? I've had to change.
How?
I've had to change a lot.
So did I.
How have you changed?
Oh, boy.
More dicky? More assholey?
Oh, man. Silence. You can't have silence on a podcast.
Tell me how to get out of the situation.
What, out of this marriage?
No, I'm not saying get out of this marriage, but I deserve... Don't you think I deserve a little better than somebody sitting around farting and...
You fart way more than me.
No.
And you let you do. Don't tell me to stop it. You're the grossest person. Okay, you don't fart. But do you drop boogers in my car? No. But did you... Were you almost going to throw up last night?
No.
Were you were pretty, pretty wasted. How many beers do you have? 2?
Yes.
Would you have martinis?
No, I had 2 vodkas at the other club and then 2 beers.
I saw a text that Martini texted you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're talking again.
What's she doing? I miss her.
I know. I invited her to come to your birthday. I go, he doesn't like any women, so come. And she's like, I'm going to be out of town.
I don't want
a big
party.
But she won some contest for her writing, and she had to go to some, like... writing seminar in Santa Barbara and stuff. Yeah.
They paid her way?
Yeah.
Writing what? What she
wrote? I don't
know
what she wrote.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of hers. Mm-hmm. I like Martini.
She's cool.
I like Martini. I like Lindsay. Who else do I like?
You like the girl from last night?
She's all right. She's a little outgoing, tries to keep up with someone like me. You can't do it. Just sit back and take it. You know? Just sit back and fucking take it.
Oh, my God.
What?
Well, but why am I married to you?
No, but
why? Because I don't like people like that say shit like that.
I can't help it.
Just sit back and take it, bitch.
I didn't mean like the same with a dude. If you can't, look, if you don't get it or you can't, you know, keep up, just take it and roll with it. You know what I'm saying?
The way that you do or did?
Yes.
Did you, when you were a fresh-faced, I don't think you were ever fresh-faced, but when you were up and coming, did you sit back and take it?
Yes. No.
No, you didn't. Fucking didn't.
You know why?
And you pissed off a lot of people.
I didn't piss off
a lot of people. But you expect other people to, like, lay down and let Rich Voss walk.
How did
through.
I piss off a lot of people? Why would you say that?
Because every single person I've ever met that says to me, the first time I met him, what a dick. What a piece of shit. That's my Florentine impression. Pretty good, right?
No, do it again.
What a dick. This guy was a real dick.
Well, you do pretty good impressions.
He said, I'm not.
Do Keith Robinson. That's Keith.
I don't know. It's all black people. I do just that.
Fucking Hiram Carson calls me today, leaves a message. I heard you mention me on the radio last night, but you compared me to that guy, Jackie Diamond. He wasn't a comic. He was a gimmick. I'm a comic. Like, he's making this whole long speech. All I do is say, you know, I saw Hiram.
Well, you get upset when people misrepresent you. He felt misrepresented.
I said, Hiram, I thought he was the funniest man alive when I first saw him. I said that. That was the words that came out of my mouth.
I believe I even said that he was funny, and I don't really believe that to be true.
And then I said, fucking this guy, Jackie Diamond, I thought was funny. He was just a fake Catskill guy, you know. But someone was listening to us and then called Hiram. And said that
he's saying some bad shit about you.
No,
there,
they're
Hiram.
Saying that I compared them. Like, what do you? They don't get people. That's why I never, when I get together with people, I never play telephone, because it never turns out well. It doesn't. You can't play telephone with more than two people.
What is telephone when you shove it up your ass?
No, when you say something to somebody, they say.
I know what it is. Everyone knows what the game telephone. You fucking.
Okay, you can't play with 20 people.
I'm gonna spend the whole week in Omaha. I'm gonna spend the whole week in Omaha thinking about what I did wrong in life to be in this situation. You gotta just step it up a little, right?
Well, you fucking got a beautiful daughter. You drive a BMW. You got keys to this place.
No, I'm not talking about the things. I'm talking about one specific individual in my life that loves to fucking irritate me. Okay.
Get a new manager then.
He does irritate me too, but.
You know what I might do? I might take what's behind my ear.
Stop. See what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do.
At least, you know what it is? It's like, I'm tired of defending my marriage. I'm just tired of it. So at least pretend to the outside world that you're...
Don't the ladies at the pool must think I'm fucking hot, though.
This is not helping, this kind of thing that you interrupt to say. Okay? You got to just start, like, at least to the public, sort of, like, act like you're a normal person. Like, don't be like, I smell behind my ear. I got the cleanest asshole in the business. The smell behind my ear. I mean, it's...
What about telling the girl?
And then you were farting on the radio last night.
On what radio? Our radio?
Yeah. Gilbert was telling a story and you lifted your leg and farted in the middle of his fucking story. I was like, he's probably like, why am I here?
He doesn't know. He's fucking so fucking out of it. He doesn't. When he was doing David Brenner, I was fucking dying.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
But he, you know what he was doing? He did an impression, but he kept going. I'm going, all right.
I know. A couple times I tried to laugh extra loud, like, that's the wrap up.
Yeah. Like, and he kept going. He's doing Brennan.
So
for
then
like
I just
minutes.
Quit laughing, and then he stopped. That's
did Seinfeld. He should do a lot of them. He's a good impressionist.
He's
well,
great.
Listen, folks, you got to you got to know this.
No,
is a,
before we go, you what? Say the words, I'm going to step it up. Say it.
I always say that.
That's not what I'm asking you. I'm not asking you, have you ever said it? That's not what I said. I said, say the words.
I'm going to step it up. I've been cleaning my bathroom lately.
It still stinks every time I walk by. But you know, every year on your birthday, I do a good cleaning in there for you. I do it every year.
I've been cleaning my bathroom pretty well. I've been wiping it down. I take
with your underwear. That's how he cleans yes. his bathroom. Everybody, he takes a pair of underwear.
No, the underwear that I'm done with that I use.
Yes, yes, a pair of used underwear, and he's like, I don't know, I don't get why you think.
And
it's
I just
now.
Wipe down my sink.
But you've
and
never
everything.
Like you've never used any.
But wait, it goes
like
right.
cleaning stuff. No germ killer, nothing like that. You never cleaned the floor. You've never.
I always clean the floor.
With what?
I take
I've
a
never
wet rag.
Ever,
I take,
look, I dust. I dust for fingerprints on the broom every day, and yours are never on.
I don't
that.
Use a broom. I take an old rag that I use in the shower. Then before it goes in the hamper, I wet it and I throw it on the floor. And with my foot, I clean the whole floor with the with
no,
the rag.
But no cleaning stuff. Just,
water.
Just a little bit of water and
yeah, it gets
whatever,
up all the dirt.
Whatever
gets up all the dirt. And then I take my underwear that...
A bathroom needs germ killer. Don't you know that? That's why it stinks when you walk by. Like, to the naked eye, maybe it seems clean, but it's not.
I sprayed some air freshener the other day in it. Mm. It kills germs.
Okay.
And I wipe down my sink. Everything is...
Ladies and gentlemen, this has just been a... This has been a hoax. We're doing a Febreze commercial. I can no longer smell the bathroom.
We lost our sponsor again. We're done with them.
Why? I did it fucking great.
We only had 4 weeks.
Yeah, well, they can kiss my fucking ass.
No, they may sign up again.
Oh.
We can't talk about the one that dumped us, but I don't like the fact that they dumped us.
Oh, they were mad. Can we at least talk about how mad they were? The email that was sent was...
I didn't
but
see
look, it. I didn't write the words... Her eyes may say no, or she may say no, but she.
But
really...
they promised us gifts. They should at least give us our gifts.
They didn't give us the gifts. And they didn't pay us for it.
We did,
and
one.
It went out onto our podcast. We fucking sullied our podcast.
And we used. They used one, right?
I don't know.
Because we did
but
it for 2 weeks.
They were very angry.
They were.
Yes, and even
our main guy.
Yes,
he got it.
He never gets mad at us. He kind of. He acts like, I don't know if he does, but he acts like he enjoys, you know, our...
Don't say our, you do the reads, and you're the one who always says things, you know. You're just taking, food out of our mouths.
All right. Well, I'm going to start signing off with...
What?
Gamefly, go fuck yourself.
Why? They didn't dump us.
No, I just did that in a read once. They did dump us.
No.
Do you see... Read for Gamefly.
Who do we have to thank? Anything? Thank yous?
I certainly don't have anyone to thank.
You don't have any, you know, God? You don't want to thank God?
No, I don't believe in God anymore.
Yes, you do.
Since I got married to you. All right, good night. I mean,
wait,
goodbye. Good day.
Where do you find you on Twitter? Where are you on Twitter?
At Bonnie McFarlane.
How come you always fucking favor what everybody says? Boy, you're right up there. You're like one of those people.
Well, why do you always retweet?
Because it gets people
awful.
Mad. It gets people so mad, so I do it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's like, that's great. That's a good way to really, you know,
build a
go
following.
Through life. Yeah, just, I only smile and get joy when I'm pissing people off.
No, because they get mad. Why do you retweet compliments? Yeah. Compliments. Not gonna retreat fucking mean things.
Retreat.
Retweet.
Goodbye.
All right, see you later. What do you want to call this? Promenade? You got a nice ass. That CrossFit is working on your ass. Look at it sticking out like that. Look how. Come here, let me see. Oh man, your ass is looking good.
People see me on TV and they go, "No, it doesn't. You look fat."
No, no one says you look fat on TV. All right, I'll be in Linden Saturday night at the Promenade, Linden something Promenade. Look it up online. Saturday night, 7 o'clock. It's me and like four other comics. And the week after that, I'll be at the Comedy Shop for JJ Comedy Shop in New Jersey. Look that up at Comedy Shop. Talk to you later.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.